Well, hey, KMA Land, welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and my co-host, friend, and co-worker is here.
Oh, all those things, and right back at you. I'm Spencer Williams. How are you this week, Sandy?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Awesome. So we've been kicking around a few different topics, and this week we came up with gaslighting, and gaslighting is something we hear a lot of. Anyone that I think really tries to work on their personal growth and who they are as a person hears about gaslighting a lot because it's out there, but you do the best of summarizing. Tell me in your words what you think gaslighting means.
Well, I do know that the term comes from a movie from, I think, 1944 called Gaslight, where the guy in the movie is trying to make his wife think she's crazy by dimming the lights and then telling her that that's not actually happening. So what gaslighting is about is denying someone of their reality, telling them their feelings or thoughts or experience is not valid. Mm-hmm. And it's purely a manipulative, abusive kind of thing to do.
Absolutely. And so I think that always warrants taking a look at, we're not saying that everybody that does this is an abuser, because
right.
We've even discussed before we got on the air, you can gaslight yourself.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. So we're not saying throw it up red flags right now, but we want to look at this from a person who may be doing the gaslighting, not even realize what they're doing, because it's back to a control issue. And we know if you have to be in control of everything, that's a mental issue on yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I think it's totally possible to be the recipient of gaslighting behavior, but you can also gaslight yourself, because if you're telling yourself you shouldn't feel the way you feel, or other people have it worse, so I shouldn't feel so hurt, that's gaslighting yourself. You're mm-hmm. kind of denying your own feelings and reality. So it's a really good thing to become aware of, because it's not good for your self-esteem.
Right. And somehow, I bet at this point, or this week, we get to where it all comes back to us, right?
Darn it.
We do it every week on Double X Factor.
I was doing some research getting ready for this topic, of course, and unfortunately, I have some personal experience of being on the receiving end. I've probably done it without realizing it, but one of the things I found that I thought was really interesting is that the ultimate gaslighting is the silent treatment.
Ooh.
Because when you won't speak to the other person and mm-hmm. act like they don't exist, you're denying that they are real. Mm-hmm. That is the ultimate gaslight.
Absolutely. And again, we're not saying that you're an evil, bad person if you gaslight others or yourself, but it's something that we just want to make people aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be aware on our own lives, because I know we're doing it to ourselves too, especially by poo-pooing on our feelings.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. So, you know, it is usually an attempt to manipulate mm-hmm. and control.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times gaslighting becomes about changing the subject from what you wanted to talk about to some other thing to put you in the wrong mm-hmm. or to make you at fault. Mm-hmm. And you can see how that could really take a huge toll on self-esteem.
So I wonder how many people listening right now are sitting in their head making lists of who gaslights them or who they've gaslighted.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Yes.
All right. It's going to be a real week of learning. Thank you so much, Sandy.